Nindatvam pulakotkarena vikasam nipa prasuna chavim prori kritya bujadayam hari hari uchayavadantam muhu nityantam drutam asunirarachaya sinchantam urvitalam gayantam nijaparshadai parivritam Sri Gaura Chandra Numa. The brother of Venkatavata was promoted under Saraswati, who's kept this very beautiful verse glorifying Lord Chaitanya. I believe it's in his Radha Rasa Sudo Nidhi, I'm not sure now. But this is an incredible verse describing the glories and wonders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because His Holiness Radha Swami was speaking so much about Lord Chaitanya, so I was just thinking this verse. Nindatvam pulakot karena vikasam nipa prasuna chavim. Neep is a Sanskrit word for the kadamba flower. So this verse describes that Nindatvam pulakot karena. Pulakot means when Lord Chaitanya's hairs are standing on end. Like that. It says, Nindatvam, we know Ninda. Blasphemes, criticizes. The complexion of Lord Chaitanya when his hairs are standing on end, when he's dancing and chanting the holy name, it criticizes, blasphemes the beauty, even if you have nipa prasuna, even if you have so many beautiful kadamba flowers. It blasphemes the beauty of those. Sometimes when I would read these verses to describe, you know, Mahaprabhu's complexion when his hairs were standing and in, just like kadamba flowers, and I was trying to think, you've seen kadamba, I was trying to think like big, you know, hair standing and means you get goosebumps, you know, so big bumps like kadamba flowers? I was trying to understand. But as you, if you ever see a kadamba flower and observe it closely as it described, it's not one flower, it's many little flowers. So since it's many little flowers, the surface is uneven, up and down, up and down, up and down, no? Just like when your hairs are standing in, the surface up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And then coming out of every little flower, there's little pistils and stamens, you know, just like little hairs. If you see the kadamba flower, up and down, up and down, up and down, is golden in complexion like the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. Up and down, up and down, little hairs are sticking out like this. So I just described the beauty of that kadamba flower. Here it says, Nindatvam pulakot karena vikasam. Even if you have fully blossomed, prasuna, you have so many fully blossomed kadamba flowers, that complexion of Lord Chaitanya blasphemes the beauty of those kadamba flowers. Nindatvam pulakot karena vikasam nipa prasunas chavim prarikritya bujadvayam hari hari uchaya vadantam muhu prarikritya his bujadvayam. You can understand bujadvayam, his two arms. Prodikritya, they raised to the sky. Prodikritya bhujadvayam. And from his mouth, Prodikritya bhujadvayam hari hari uchaya vadantam muhu. From his mouth, hari hari, muhu means again and again and again and again. Hari hari! Hari hari! Hari hari! Hari hari! Hari hari! Prodi kutya bujadayam hari hari uchaya vatantam muhu. Nityantam, nityantam, he's dancing. Nityantam drutam, asru nirjayas, nityantam drutam. He's dancing just like a firebrand. Not just ordinary dancing, we're just hearing how he's dancing and dancing. Prodi kutya bujadayam. Nityantam drutam, asru nirjayas, I am from his eyes. Nirjara means cascade. Tears are cascading from his eyes. It appears that that same Ganga that appeared from his toe in another incarnation now is appearing from his beautiful lotus petal eyes. Nitya tam drudamasu nirjara chayaya sinchantam. The whole urbi talam. Urvi is another word for earth. Just like we say, Bhutale. Srimad Namo Vishnu Madaya Krishna Prastaya, Bhutale, on this earth. Bhutale, and surtal means surface. There's no one more dear than Srila Prabhupada on the surface of this earth. So Urvi is another, Urvi Tale, Sintan, the whole earth is becoming flooded, wet, Sintan. With these tears of Lord Chaitanya, those same tears of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada has gathered together in his books, and now the devotees are running throughout the world, and they're flooding the whole world with these wonderful books of Srila Prabhupada. Taking those tears of Lord Chaitanya and distributing them to all the fallen living entities all over the world. Urvi talam. Nityantam. Nityantam drutam nirjalachaya suntantam urvi talam. Gayantam nija parshadai parivritam. Gayantam, he's singing. Nija parshadai parivritam. Surrounded by his very dear most devotees. As Maharaj was explaining how Mahaprabhu was dancing and Haridas and Trivas and Nityananda and everyone was there, Swarup Damodar, they're all dancing. Nija Parshadai, he's surrounded by his very dearest devotees. Gayantam Nija Parshadai Parivritam Sri Gaura Chandra Numa. I just glorify that Gaura Chandra, that beautiful golden moon, Lord Chaitanya. So thinking and thinking about Lord Chaitanya, then I, of course, reminded my favorite song about Lord Chaitanya. Because we're in Gaudiya Sampradaya, so most of our bhajans, especially if it's a bhajan about Lord Chaitanya, then it's in Bengali. And I've seen you sing Bengali bhajans in front of a Hindi audience, except for devotees, of course. I mean, we don't understand Sanskrit, Bengali, anything, but we hear these bhajans, we're just, you know, even we don't have any idea what we're singing, we're just in ecstasy, but ordinary when we're preaching outside, you know. So one day I heard His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami on a tape singing a beautiful song about Lord Chaitanya, and I recognized that it's not in Bengali. It's not even in Hindi, it's in Brijbhasha. So this is very wonderful song, you all know it, it's in your songbook, just because my Hindi songbook has a few little lines that are different. We say Sundara Lala instead of Sundara Bala, and last line is a little bit different, but I find it more sweet, so. Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me. Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alka Shoveka Polana Me. Bolo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtane.
bolo sundara lala sati dulala natata sri hari kirtan me Chire chura darshani rale vanapula mala ye pardole Chire chura darshani vale vanapula mala ye pardole Chire chura darshani rale vanapula mala ye pardole Pahirna pita patambara chobe Nupura runu junu charana name Pahirna pita patambara chobe Nupura runu junu charana name Tapatamara chove Nupura runu junu sadanana Mola sundara lala Satiru lala Nachata sri hari kirtane Mola sundara lala Satiru lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan me Radha Krishna Ekatanu he Nirvana maje Bansi bajave Radha Krishna Ekatanu he Nirvana maje Bansi bajave Visarupagi Prabhuji sahe Avata prakatahi Nariyame Visarupaki Prabhuji sahe Avata prakatahi Nariyame Bolo sundara lala Satiru lala Nachata sri hari kirtane Bolo sundara lala Satiru lala Nachata sri hari kirtane Koi gayata Hare Krishna nam Koi gavata e Hari guna gan Koi gavata e Hare Krishna nam Koi gavata e Hari guna gan Koi gavata e Radha Krishna nam Koi gavata e Hari guna gan Koi gavata e Radha Krishna nam Koi gavata e Hari guna gan Mridanga tala madura rasala Koi gavata e rangan me Mridanga tala madura rasala Koi gavata e rangan me Mridanga tala madura rasala Koi gavata e rangan me Mridanga tala madura rasala Bolo sundara lala Satiru lala Natata Sri Hari Kirtane Bolo sundara lala Satiru lala Natata Sri Hari Kirtane Bolo sundara lala Satiru lala Natata Sri Hari Kirtane Natata Sri Hari Kirtane Natata Sri Hari Kirtane Bolo Sri Satchinandana Gaura Hari O
Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Natata Sri Hari Kirtane. So we're all here, sitting in this very beautiful forest that has three names. Bilvavan, Behelvan, and Srivan. We're sitting here simply by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because practically all the places were lost. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who came here and began to rediscover many of the places. Then he deputed all of the Goswamis to go there and discover these places. Because in the future, many, many devotees are going to come from Chopati and they're going to need some place to sit and have their pastimes and kirtans and prasad and everything. So you have to find all the places. How will they know? So it is by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we are sitting here. In this holy place, Srivan, Bilvavan, Behelvan, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to find a bale tree. I'm looking around, I see so many trees, but we're sitting here under a banyan tree. When Lala saw this particular tree, he said, Maya? Oh Maya? What kind of tree is this which got a beard? What kind of tree is this which got a beard? Oh Maya, ye kahan ki pair hai jiski daari hai? Ye kahan ki pair hai jiski daari hai? Mother said, look, this, oh Lala, this is banyan tree. This is a young one. He's only got a little bit of peach fuzz, we call it. We have a beautiful Imli tree here. Ancient Imli tree. These big, big, tall trees, these are called local language papri. I see an enormous people tree. When Lala saw this, he said, oh Maya, what kind of tree is this? What's leaf has got a tail? What kind of tree is this? What's leaf has got a tail? Oh Maya, ye kahan ki pair hai, jiska patte ke poonche? Ye kahan ki pair hai, jiska patte ke poonche? The mother sort of looked and said, Lala, this is people tree. Ashwata. I see pilu trees, I see jamun trees, one nice old ancient jamun tree here. I know, we'll have to ask one of the local Brijbasis if there's a bale tree around. So also the cowherd boys used to be a huge banyan tree that stretched, its branches stretched all the way across the Jamuna. The cowherd boys would climb up one root on the other side of Jamuna, walk across the branch and climb down on the other side and come over here. And not only do they eat the bale fruits, but they're very hard. And they're round like a ball. They used to play ball with these fruits in this place. So many wonderful pastimes. We're right on the bank of the Jamuna from here. You can't, maybe most of you can't see, but here we can see the beautiful, cool black waters of Jamuna flowing by so sweetly. This is a very wonderful, wonderful place. Just the richness of the sounds of the birds. I'm just sitting here. It's just filled with so many bird sounds. Even that you can hear the parrots. I was thinking when Maharaj is trying to say that I have so many deep realizations and all this garbage like that, that I'm just a parrot. I don't have any realization whatsoever. I'm just a parrot, you know, whatever I heard I repeat, that's all. I have no realization whatsoever, just one of these little parrots repeats things. Because you see a parrot, you know, you can teach it to sing,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
But when the cat comes, what does he go?
Cat, 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 cat.
So I'm like that, you know, I can repeat, but I have no realization. So we heard this is the place. This is the place where Lakshmi stays performing so many penances and austerities. We got darshan as we were coming in. She's not allowed to cross over the Jamuna and enter into Vrindavan, enter into the Ras Lila. Because Venkatabhatta, he first thought Lord Chaitanya was joking about her chastity. He said, she's the most chaste woman. Why does she go to Vrindavan to be with Krishna? Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm not joking about, she's definitely chaste. There's no problem with her. Krishna, Vishnu, they're the same. But she was not allowed to enter. This is what I am joking about. Why she wasn't allowed to enter? So, only you know your pastime. Now I'm going to catch him, but you know he's in trouble. Huh? Because if you want to enter into the pastimes of Braj, then you have to become the follower of a resident of Braj. There's no other way. You have to become follower of the cowherd damsels of Braj or follower of any resident of Braj. You have to become very humble. It's like Maharaj explained, the Shruti is they, when they saw that Golok Dham, they said, we want to be here. We want to be just like these gopis. So they became followers. You know, Shrutis are very high. They became followers. Therefore they entered that rasa dance. So we have to follow resident of Braj. So we're very fortunate. For the last 3 days, we've been churning the ocean of nectar of pastimes of that most dear devotee of Srimati Radharani, that most dear resident of Braj. We have the most dear resident of Braj that we're following. So there's no doubt that we'll enter in to those wonderful pastimes of Braj. I was telling this pastime last night, and nobody knows, because only two or three devotees were present. One of them, he doesn't have his full mind because by somehow the exhaust was leaking and he was on a long journey and he got carbon monoxide poisoning. My very dear godbrother Harinama. Do you know Harinama? I think he stayed in New Vrindavan for a few months or so. He's always, you know, trying to remember Krishna like anything. He always looks miserable because he's trying to remember Krishna. So he was president of a temple in southwestern part of the United States called New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Tosan Krishna had just somehow, that's another story, somehow he came there to and joined the temple at that place. So anyway, just a couple of devotees were there, a few people hanging around. And Harinama, he was always writing to Prabhupada. Of course, those days it was Swamiji. This is old story. He says, Swamiji, please come and visit us here. Swamiji, please send so many letters. So finally, Prabhupada agreed. He sent letter. They got letter. Prabhupada is coming. And those days, you know, flying around was a big deal. I mean, now we have so many frequent flyers in ISKCON, it's unbelievable, but those days wasn't like that. So Prabhupada was in New York. He wanted to go to Montreal first, then to Santa Fe, and then on to Los Angeles. And Govindadasi was his cook. So they couldn't afford to send her up to Montreal and then to LA, so they just sent her straight, and since Santa Fe came in the straight line, they sent her to Santa Fe to LA, like that ticket. So Prabhupada went to Montreal alone, then he was to come and join them in Santa Fe. So, Prabhupada, so Govindadasi arrived a few days before, And she went into the town, because Santa Fe, although it's a desert, it's very high. It's about over a mile high, 1.5 kilometers above sea level. And this is just after Prabhupada had that heart attack in New York. So she went around to all the doctors in the town, and they said, no, this altitude is very bad for anybody with a heart condition. Nobody with a heart condition come here, because you know, when you go up a mile and a half, up, you know, 1.5 kilometers, the air is less, and you just walk a little bit, and boom, 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 you know. Just like now we're getting a little old, we just dance a little bit there, and months are over, and then, you know. So, and Harinama, he had been bitten by a black widow. Now Manjari, she's from Europe, so, or where is she from? New Zealand or someplace? New Zealand, all right. Anyway, black widow is a spider that's, I think, is only located in America. She was thinking that some black lady who was widowed. But it's a spider, a little black spider, and they're poisonous. Of course, only if you're a small child or you're a very old person, you'll die. But anyway, it's still poisonous. So he'd been bitten on his leg. His leg was all swollen. He was feverish. He was half delirious. And Govindadas, he came back and said, no, Prabhupada can't, Swamiji can't come here. This altitude is not good. You know, and he was just so delirious, and he just listened to whatever she says. He said, all right, no, Swamiji can't come here. So they decided Swamiji should go straight on to L.A. Now, there wasn't an airport in Santa Fe. They had to go to Albuquerque, which is a nearby big city. So they had a little Volkswagen Bug, so he and Govindadasi drove up in this little Volkswagen Bug up to Albuquerque to meet Prabhupada at the airport. And Prabhupada came off the plane. Harinama's leg was swollen. He had stuck it out in a funny way when he paid his obeisances. And Prabhupada was looking. And he said, what is this? He said, oh, nothing, nothing, Swamiji. But Swamiji, you have to immediately go to L.A. And Prabhupada says, what is this? You boys send me so many letters that please come, please come. Now I come and you tell me immediately to go away. And Govindadasi blurted out, but Swamiji, Swamiji, this altitude is not good for people with heart conditions. And Prabhupada said, oh, you think that I'm an old man? Now they were really flustered. So then they didn't know what to do. So then Govindadasi said, well, Swamiji, Swamiji, what do you think we should do? And Prabhupada said, well, what do you think we should do? And Harinama said, but Swamiji, Swamiji, what do you think we should do? And Prabhupada said, no, what do you think we should do? And Govindadasi blurted out, but Prabhupada, but Swamiji, you're the pure devotee, what do you think we should do? And Prabhupada said, that is not important. What do you think we should do? So then they realized that they had blown it, you know, it was foolish. We write so many letters, Prabhupada comes and we tell him to go away, and we're thinking that he's an old man, we're thinking maturely. So they decided he should come. So they got in this little Volkswagen Bug. I don't know if even anybody even knows what a Volkswagen Bug is, but anyway, it's a small car. And Govindadasi was in the back, Prabhupada was sitting next to Harinama, and Harinama was driving. So now his spiritual master is next to him, and he thought, now I have an hour drive back to Santa Fe, I can ask so many questions to Prabhupada, he's going to be sitting right next to me. And Prabhupada was sitting there right next to me, and he thought all his questions were just so foolish, how can he ask these questions? But he thought he had to say something, so he said, Swamiji, it's so nice to have your association. And Prabhupada smiled, and he said, yes. And it is so nice to have your association. And they drove a little more. He said, Swamiji, it's so nice to have your association. And Prabhupada smiled and he said, yes, it is so nice to have your association. Now we've heard so many pastimes about Prabhupada is coming, how, you know, even 4 o'clock in the morning, we heard last night somebody came to the temple and devotees were painting the bathroom door and scrubbing the walls and doing this and doing that and, you know, fixing everything. 4 o'clock in the morning, he came to the temple, this is going on. So the devotees in Santa Fe knew that Prabhupada wasn't coming. So now you're going to hear about the pastime that Prabhupada wasn't coming. You've heard about Prabhupada is coming, now Prabhupada wasn't coming. So naturally they didn't arrange anything or bother to make any special arrangement or clean up anything or anything. Everything was just as it was. So Prabhupada came driving up, he got out, he walked into the temple room, they had Jagannath deities there, he paid his obeisances to Lord Jagannath. Then immediately he walked into the kitchen. you know, and all the devotees were following him behind just like a mother hen with her little chickies, and they wandered into the Prabhupada, looked around, then he wandered to the Brahmachari ashram, which you can imagine what Brahmachari ashram looked like. Not like Chopati. So, and they said, but Swamiji, we didn't, but, and he just didn't listen to anything. He just went and he looked inside the bathroom. Then he went to the next room. And this way he just inspected the whole temple. Everybody was running behind trying to make excuses, but Prabhupada was just seeing the whole place. Then he came back into the temple room. There was a big cushion there. So Prabhupada sat down in that cushion and everybody sat around him in a little semicircle. Just, you know, five or six people. They sat in this little semicircle. And Harinama said, look, like this little cowherd boy sitting there with all his little friends. You know, then Prabhupada asked for some fruit, you know, so they ran to the kitchen, cut up some oranges and offered it to the deities and brought it, and Prabhupada, they brought it in this plate. So Prabhupada took a few oranges and he opened up his little bag and he pulled out these flat brown things that were packed in his bag, little flat brown things. Now this is way, way, way in the beginning. So nobody knew what is a laddu, a basin laddu. Nobody had any idea. And they had melted in the flight, so they were flat, you know. So Harinama, he got one, he took a bite, he said, what is this, peanut butter? He said, Prabhupada was passing out scoops of peanut butter or something. So, and then he was passing out orange, you know, right from his plate, he was giving everybody a little piece of orange like this. And they're all sitting there like having a little picnic, like we're going to have in a few minutes if I stop speaking. So, so, there was one hippie boy who was sitting there. So the hippie boy said, Swamiji, who is Krishna? And Prabhupada looked at him. And he answered in such a completely matter-of-fact tone. I mean, does it, everybody in the whole universe, even the ants know. Everybody knows. It was just like that. It was just like matter-of-fact. It wasn't anything special. Prabhupada just turned and looked at him. He said, Krishna? He's a little cowherd boy in Vrindavan who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's the most dear resident of Raj. We're all very fortunate to be able to follow him. And this is our great fortune. 3 days we spent glorifying him. So not Lakshmi's still here, sitting here, performing austerities. Next month, every Thursday of next month, the Brijbazis come over here. This is why we're having, I suggested we have prasad here. Because every Thursday of next month, what do you call it? Agayan is next month? Agayan? What do you, after Kartik? Margashirsh. Alright, Margashirsh. I can't get them all. Every Thursday in Margashirsh, they have a Kichri Mela here. All the Brijbazis come to give their association to Lakshmiji, and they have a big Kichri Mela in the fields here. Like that. So one more thing, since we're here about Lakshmi, Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Adi Lila, nice song is it, nice verse, very wonderful verses there. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevaya Devata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohani Para. The Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, she's the supreme of all the goddesses of fortune. She's the supreme of all the goddesses of fortune. It's a nice verse, but we don't have time now. Prasad time is there. But one thing I wanted to point out was then Prabhupada's, the 10th canto that Prabhupada translated, when he's describing, and I believe it's the, I can't remember which chapter. One of the beginning chapters, the advent of Lord Krishna. And there's a verse there that said, you know, it's talking about how everybody, all the cowherd men are dancing and singing and everything's going on. And the verse says that it appeared that Nanda Maharaj's Braj appeared to be the sporting place of the goddess of fortune. It appeared to be the sporting place of the goddess of fortune. They were just throwing butter and yogurt. I mean, we can't even imagine, you know, if they started throwing ghee around the temple president will have a heart attack. You know? We think of Braj as just simple place, but they had so much ghee and butter, they're just throwing it, you know. Milk, yogurt, they're throwing. This is their opulence. So Prabhupada said, it appeared to be the sporting place of the goddess of fortune. So in the purport, Prabhupada explains that the supreme goddess of fortune is Srimati Radharani. So, he says that Krishna's birth means that very soon, wherever, he says, wherever the Lord is, then the goddess of fortune is also there. Wherever the Lord goes, then the goddess of fortune also comes to that place. So he said, therefore, the appearance of Lord Krishna means that very soon Srimati Radharani is going to appear. So you think the main festival is Janmashtami. But in this purport, Prabhupada is most amazing. I was just bowled over and I read this purport. Prabhupada is saying the real festival is Radhastami. Janmashtami only means that very soon the supreme goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, is going to appear. So Janmashtami, nothing. That's just a sign that very soon Radhastami is coming, another 15 days. This is the I was just amazed that Prabhupada wrote this purport like that. So we know Radhastami, Janmashtami, what do? We have huge feasts. So sitting behind us, I hear the buckets banging and all the preparations going on. And everybody's wondering, and I'm also seeing it's getting late, it's going to get dark. I see the sun is moving in his orbit according to the order of Govinda. Yachakshare sa savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramutira se sateja yasyagyaya brahmiti samrita kala chakra govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. So worshipping that Govinda, we'll end here and we'll enjoy our favorite pastime, having van bhojan, forest picnic. And just again remind you that we're very fortunate. We're followers of the most dear resident of Braj, Srila Prabhupada. So definitely we will be able to enter into these Braj pastimes. Savayan grace, Srila Prabhupada ki! Sri Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dhamma ki! Sri Bailvana ki! Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Srimati Radharani ki! Jai Jai Sri Radha! Hey! Nidai Gaura Hari!